You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Family Support Center in Chippewa Falls is among nearly a dozen agencies to receive part of $250,000 in grant funding through a partnership with Bon Iver. The Chippewa Valley native musician and his 2A Billion initiative partnered with local organizations to raise awareness on domestic violence and gender equality issues. Officials say the Family Support Center has been operating at a budget deficit and could be at risk of losing even more funding as a result of federal cuts, and the grant funding will help keep their doors open. The St. Croix Economic Development Corporation will begin sharing the results of their recently conducted housing survey in a series of public hearings next month. Officials say they've been putting the finishing touches on the comprehensive survey, and the first public hearing on the results will be held on July 8th in Hudson. Hearings will also be held in Hammond and River Falls during the month of July, with hearings in New Richmond, Somerset, and Baldwin scheduled for August. The survey aimed to identify housing needs amid projected population growth. Barron County officials say progress on a new acid gas removal system at the waste-to-energy plant near Almena has stalled because the contractor for the project abandoned it. The project was scheduled to wrap up last summer, and construction was still on track last April. The Barron County Executive Committee received the report from the plant manager on Wednesday, who declined to name the contractor due to potential legal action. The facility is still operational, but the unfinished upgrade was meant to increase capacity, generate more revenue, and decrease emissions. A Wisconsin State Assembly committee held a public hearing this week on legislation that would require a full, plain language explanation for proposed constitutional amendments and referendums appearing on the ballot. The bill would require amendments and referendums to include the date, full ballot text, a summary of the current law, an explanation of the change, and an explanation of what a yes or no vote would mean. It also reallocates the responsibility of providing that information from the state attorney general to the sponsors of the measure. The U.S. Department of Justice sent a letter to the Wisconsin Elections Commission this week, accusing the commission of violating the Help America Vote Act. According to the letter, the commission has not offered a state-based administrative complaint procedure allowing residents to report violations they observe or experience while voting based on a 2022 state court decision that ruled the commission cannot police itself. The letter also requests that the U.S. Election Assistance Commission withhold federal funding until the WEC comes into compliance with the HAVA. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it still recommends residents get an updated COVID-19 vaccination despite guidance changes at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. State health officials say the updated vaccine can help protect against severe cases of COVID-19, especially in pregnant women, infants, and elderly residents. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the updated vaccine was thoroughly reviewed for safety and effectiveness and encourages residents to consult their healthcare providers on getting the updated vaccine. The Eau Claire County Emergency Management Committee is looking for support from the state amid fears that federal cuts by the Trump administration could leave them unprepared to respond to natural disasters. Officials say they could lose federal funding through the Emergency Management Performance Grant Program, which provides nearly $65,000, covering about 25% of its budget. Most of that funding is allocated to staffing. The County Local Emergency Planning Committee has drafted a resolution to request state aid if needed. A Rice Lake man accused of operating while intoxicated with his 4-year-old children in the vehicle has been sentenced to jail time. 25-year-old Austin Eggert entered guilty pleas to charges of possession of THC, criminal damage to property, and operating while intoxicated with a passenger younger than 16 in Barron County Circuit Court on Friday. He was sentenced to 35 days in jail and was fined over $1,500 on the OWI charge. His license was also revoked for 15 months, and he will serve 2 years of probation on the other charges. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of bills seeking to send a message about resisting the Trump administration's agenda. Among the bills are one to withhold state payments to the federal government if the federal government withholds funding to the state, one to create guardrails on how the state submits personal information to the federal government, and one allowing the state to impose liens on federal properties in response to funding freezes. State Democrats say they already know the bills have nearly no chance of moving forward. Negotiations between Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and state Republicans over the next biennial budget appear to have broken down. In a statement, Governor Evers said he had agreed to compromise on some tax proposals in the hopes that Republicans would compromise on issues like childcare and school funding. In his own statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu claimed the governor's spending priorities were unaffordable for taxpayers. If no new budget is passed by June 30th, the current budget will stand until a new one is signed. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week. And then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL, Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I never really spent any time in Pittsburgh than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in game one of the finals.
Man, we just, we keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero and we just keep pushing. So, like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Actress Mia Sara is back after a 14-year hiatus. You might know her as Sloane Peterson from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yahoo Entertainment reports she was back on the red carpet at the premiere of The Life of Chuck, a sci-fi fantasy based on a Stephen King novel. Sara was last seen on the big screen in 2011 in Dorothy and the Witches of Oz. Sara says she is not officially out of retirement, but will always work if director Mike Flanagan asks her. I feel the same way. Here is some cool news on the heels of a really good documentary about Sly and the Family Stone. The Hulu documentary Sly Lives was insightful and a really fun watch. Now, 60 years after a concert recording, a new album will be released. According to Variety, the first family, live at Winchester Cathedral, 1967, will be released this summer. The band's manager put the recordings in a vault shortly after the show decades ago. They were discovered in 2002. The new old material will be released July 18th on High Moon Records. Comedian Sinbad will appear in Tyler Perry's upcoming film, Straw. This may not sound like major news, but it is when you factor in that the comedian suffered a debilitating stroke 5 years ago and was hospitalized for months. The former star of his own show called The Sinbad Show said he is thrilled for the opportunity to be back in front of the camera and said the road back has been difficult. According to the New York Post, the film also stars Sherry Shepherd and Taraji Henson. Director Perry says, "I know it's been really difficult for him, so giving him this opportunity made me feel amazing." The daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill chose Pride Month to come out as queer. 28-year-old Gracie, the oldest of the couple's three daughters and a working actress, shared the news in an Instagram post on June 2nd. This is the first time the country music power duo's daughter has opened up about her sexuality. McGraw and Hill have yet to comment on the post, but in the past, Hill has expressed public support for the LGBTQ+ community. Wicked might have gotten shut out at the 2025 Oscars, but it is a true box office blockbuster. Universal Studios is busy getting the word out about Wicked for Good, Chapter 2 of the film adapted from the Broadway musical, which made just shy of $500 million in the United States alone. Universal released the trailer for the second installment, which is available for viewing on YouTube and many other outlets. Wicked for Good is scheduled to hit theaters November 21st of this year. Just because you were a critically acclaimed director doesn't mean you get everything you want. Director Wes Anderson really wants Jodie Foster to be in his movies, but it hasn't happened. The director lamented that he has reached out to Foster several times, and they even hit it off at a meeting. Deadline reports he has approached her for almost every movie he's done, but it just hasn't worked out. Anderson still says he thinks Foster is just great and loves her. Who doesn't love Jodie Foster? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this weekend, but it's not going to be a total wash. There will still be plenty of dry time. Today, scattered showers high in the low 70s. Tonight, scattered showers possible with a high in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, scattered storms mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.